This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 7:49 a.m. Thursday the 30th of July. And we're running a poll on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, are you happy with the targeted loan moratorium and flexible repayment options announced by the Prime Minister yesterday? 83 votes so far, 42% have said yes, 38% have said no, 19% say don't know. Continue to let us know what you think. We'll be taking a look in just a bit.
And in some shocking turn of events yesterday, former Sabah Chief Minister Tan Sri Musa Aman claimed that he now has the backing of enough state assembly members to form a new government in Sabah. He, however, stopped short of announcing the exact number and the names of the assembly men. And all eyes now are on the current Sabah Chief Minister, Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal, who has scheduled a press conference at 10 a.m. today.
Yes, so this is believed to be related to his audience with the governor, Dato' Sri Johar Mahiruddin. And sources told Malaysia Kini that the meeting at the Sabah State Palace in Kota Kinabalu included discussions over the possibility of state polls. So I think the question is who is likely to be defecting, right? So I think some people are saying, are speculating DAP, PKR members, and possibly even some from Warisan.
So if what Musa claims is true, Sabah will be the fifth Pakatan Harapan state to fall to Perikatan Nasional following the former's collapse at the federal level in February. So the other states that fell, if we remember, are Johor, Malacca, Perak and Kedah. So the only states left under PH right now are Selangor, Penang and Negeri Sembilan, as well as, of course, Sabah, whose future hangs in the balance. So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, research fellow at the Ilham Centre, to help us shed some light. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Hamidin. Now, Warisan Deputy President Datuk Darul Liking has said that the party is in favour of snap polls in Sabah following the recent event. How likely is it that Warisan will be able to maintain their power in the state?
Thank you for having me. I think what the Liking's request and also some of the demand from the Warisan party to have a snap election is very much to make sure that the mandate for people to choose the government is given back to the people. But I doubt that Warisan can have a better majority, much bigger majority as they have now. Remember, if you go back to 2018, when Warisan took over from Barisan Nasional then, it was a very much a minor government. The majority are still with the Barisan Nasional, but because of the change of the federal government, I think some of the people from representative from Barisan Nasional jump over and join Warisan and any from any other party such as Persatu and give support to Shafi Abdal, and he became the chief minister. So looking at that, I don't think snap election will give a much stronger support to Warisan. Maybe they can win, but not, in my point of view, as huge majority as they expected.
So is Warisan at risk of losing Sabah today?
Yes, I think so. The risk is real. For us, when we look at Sabah, I think especially after Musa Aman was retreated from the charge, it is just a matter of when it comes to that. And always very fluid and very dynamic when it comes to the political situation in Sabah and when it comes to the political culture in Sabah. So I think definitely as we know until now that Shafi is holding to the post, claiming also that he still have the majority, not all numbers needed by Musa Aman is with him, even though Musa Aman need only 14, but it seems that Shafi claimed that he only has 13, so he still have a slim majority in Sabah Assembly.
So I guess the question is now, is what now for Pakatan Harapan? What should the strategy be like going forward in your view?
I think if you look in terms of the concept of Pakatan Harapan, even Warisan, in the federal level, Warisan is not part of Pakatan Harapan. I think let us be clear in terms of that. They are very much friendly and in support of Pakatan Harapan, but they are not forming as a part of the coalition. Obviously, they are not with Pakatan Harapan. So it is a big challenge for Pakatan Harapan, as mentioned just now. Now what's left is very much into Penang, Selangor and Negeri Sembilan. And I think what happened for Pakatan now, especially when it comes to the prime ministership, is going to be a big blow. But is that going to be advantage for Anwar Ibrahim? I don't think so. I think Anwar is stuck his number, but I think it's a very big blow to Shafiq Hamdan and also for Sabah politics.
So, you know, tell us a bit more about that. Do you think that this is going to be the death knell for Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal's hopes to be a PH's prime ministerial candidate if he loses the state?
No, I don't think so. I think it's still his name and the condition is still there for him to lead. I think last week, Muhammad Sabu and Lim Guan Eng issued a joint statement saying that the first choice is for Anwar Ibrahim, and then he's given time to make sure that he gets support, and the second choice is given to Shafi Abdal. By losing Sabah doesn't mean that Shafi will lose his opportunity to become prime minister, because he is still a member of a parliament and also at the same time as a president of Warisan. So I think his stand is still there, and it's totally. In fact, some people argue that they give a very tremendous advantage for Shafi'i when he can concentrate only at the federal, but not in the state level. But knowing Sabah politics, and I think Shafi'i personally, I think preferred to become CM of Sabah rather than the Prime Minister.
Well, moving back to federal politics, what do you make of messages by Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi about UMNO making a political decision after Dato' Sri Najib's conviction?
Oh yeah, I think for us we were expecting a lot more from Zahid actually, rather than Sweet, because the decisions on the 28th is very much give a big opportunity for UMNO to relook and reassess their position, especially in regard to leadership. And I think one of the things, if we look at the past 22 months, almost 25 months, for UMNO, they really get out of the shadow of Najib. Najib is still there, being a poster boy for Barisan Nasional, for UMNO. In fact, he's one of the leading characters in charging as to criticize the PH. So I think I do expect Zahid to come stronger in his whatever that he wants to do as a president, also to make sure that what is the new direction for UMNO. So I think what he's saying basically now, UMNO is going to re-examine their position, not only with, in my point of view, with Perikatan Nasional government, but also with PAS, with Muafakat Nasional. Remember, Zahid gave that statement after the whole PAS leadership go and visit Najib Razak. I think this is the problem. In my point of view, PAS are still treating Najib as the main person in building the relationship with within the Muafakat Nasional. Yes, indeed, Najib plays a big role. Play a big role in cementing the relationship between, cooperation between PAS and UMNO. But now, in my point of view, is the time of the era of Zahid Hamidi. So, but he was not given kind of respect that he deserves. So, I believe the tweet by Zahid is not only for Perikatan National Government, but also for many other people who work together with UMNO.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Hamidin. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre, giving us a bit of a view into what's been happening on the political front here in Malaysia. Lots happening.
Yeah, and I think the question is going to be how this shakes up the UMNO leadership, mm-hmm. if it does, right? That's the big question that's happening right now. There's this reduced Dato' Sri Najib's influence in UMNO. Will UMNO move past him? Will the younger leaders in UMNO now be allowed to step up and move up the ranks? We don't know, but this is definitely something we'll be watching to see, because I'm personally very curious.
And I think everyone's also going to be looking to see the results of the 10 o'clock press conference later that Dato' Sri Shafi Abdal has called over in Sabah, to see whether or not Warisan is able to hold on to the state. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up for you, and then the Breakfast Grill, where I'll be speaking with Ian Buruma, author and former editor-in-chief of the New York Review of Books. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.